producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are back, broadcasting, transmitting worldwide. Paul Joseph Watson from London, England, will be joining us to host the fourth hour in T-minus 8 minutes. Right now, let's go to Frank in Indiana. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hey, a couple things real quick. One, Pope coming today, right? A couple hours?
Yes, his lordship has arrived.
All right. So, today is the Day of Atonement, right? Lord God, not that Yeshua is going to Day of Atonement. It is today, from sundown to sunset, or sunset to sunrise. So, people got to get their hearts right at the end. They have the harbinger, the seventh harbinger, all right? I don't think something's going to happen big, yes. And this month, next month, whatever, but people need to watch.
Well, a lot of big stuff's already happening. We're just insulated in America. All Hades is breaking loose around the world.
I completely agree. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm saying something with Israel. Every time something with Israel happens, it happens here in the U.S. too.
So yeah. Frank, I got a jump. I barely understand what you're saying, but I got some of it. Try to call back on a better headset next time. Thank you so much, sir. Augusta, we're going to see if we're able to go to that caller from Alabama. Are you there this time?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry about that, Alex.
No, you're okay. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much. I just wanted to say that, you know, congratulations on the money bomb. That was awesome. It just shows
thank
you what the power of the people, you know, can do raising that much
please,
money.
Please, congratulations to you, the listeners. Thank you.
It's awesome. So, I totally agree with all of the calls. And what people need to understand is that this is really good versus evil. And I think that the evil is now arriving in Europe, soon to arrive here. And, we really have to stand up against this tyranny. This Pope is the New World Order Pope. And, on a good note, though, I wanted to say that I'm a cancer survivor. By about 4 months, and your products have really helped me to feel better, to get back to my normal life. I really love the Nason iodine. I've been on the Oxy Powder, Secret 12, and that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is delicious. So, I just want to encourage everybody to put on the badge of courage and stand up for children. You know, the Bible really tells us that if anybody hurts a child, it's better for him to, you know, be drowned having something hung around his neck. And I think it's our duty, our moral obligation to not only stand up against this Planned Parenthood debacle, murderous people that they are, organization. You know, our governor here, Governor Bentley, he defunded Planned Parenthood for a time. And then the Mafia Obama administration threatened that they were going to cut, you know, Medicaid and Medicare and things like that. So it just,
sure.
You know, we're up against a lot, but it's going to take more.
We're up against a lot. I mean, worldwide depression by design. Our guests predicted that they would not get rid of QE Unlimited right away, and they haven't. So we'll see what unfolds. Thank you. Time for one more caller. And if the other callers want to hold, you can probably talk to Watson. We need to check with him. He's probably covering a whole bunch of different subjects, I know. He's actually got a guest on about the migrant influx from Germany. But Tom in Ecuador, I didn't realize you were calling from down there. I'd have gone to you earlier. Thanks for holding. You got the last minute and a half.
Hey, the Pope was here the last time he was in the Western Hemisphere. Our 100-year-old Freemason encyclopedia says under Pope that he's the master bridge builder. And so you'll see him all through his life just keep building bridges almost at an insane rate. PSYOPs that they did here is the government-owned airlines, TAMI, from New York back to Ecuador a couple of weeks ago. They had his face in a rainbow background plastered all over the airplane, inside the compartments, above the bulkheads. Every place you could put a full-size sticker, they put one. Even on the outside of the plane, as you come into the entrance of the plane, there's a big sticker.
Yeah, the globalists have fully taken over the Catholic Church, and this is their move. So they're now rebranding, and it's wonderful.
So the PSYOPs is full speed ahead. And the dollar, Ecuador is the only dollarized country in South America, so it's interesting to see that umbilical cord relationship, which is dastardly.
Great point, Tom. Call back again soon. Sorry I missed where you were calling from. I had to spend more time with you. Thank you to everybody else. Paul Watson's coming up from London. He's got a reporter in Germany. Stay with us.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
It's now more clear than ever. The globalists have launched a planetary destabilization plan. Here at the InfoWars operation, we hope and pray that this is not the case. But the signs of things deteriorating around the world are unmistakable. For many years, I've been working with My Patriot Supply, and we have now developed a private label called InfoWars Select. Look, it's important to have firearms and water filtration during a collapse, but you've also got to have food. InfoWars Select is a wide variety of their highest quality packages at the lowest price they have ever offered before. It's an introductory offer for only 2 weeks. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com and find out why these meals are the highest quality, longest lasting, easiest to transport food solutions you're going to find anywhere. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com today. Watch the informational videos and check out the wide selection for yourselves. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're back. The Alex Jones Show live, 4-hour overdrive. I'm your host, Paul Joseph Watson. We've got Leanne McAdoo popping in with some news updates over the course of the next hour. But first, we're going to cross live to Germany to talk to geopolitical analyst and author Alex Benesch, and you can find his work over on recentr.com. Alex, welcome to the show. Do we have Alex? Okay, we're going to reconnect to Alex. I just posted an article over on Prison Planet Twitter, which you can check out. Now, we've had these articles over the past 3 weeks. The rape crisis that is now engulfing Germany as a result of this migrant influx is really now reaching epidemic proportions. Police in Germany kept quiet about migrant raping a 13-year-old girl so as not to, quote, legitimize critics of mass migration. And we're going to talk to Alex about this when we get him back online, because he's there in Germany. He's talking to people in Germany about this situation, about how the media is covering it up, which relates to my top story on Infowars.com this morning, which is that the German broadcaster ZDF, which is like a true crime program that airs on one of Germany's top networks over there in Europe. They basically had a case where a Muslim migrant who came over in the last 3 months raped a young girl who was a prime suspect in raping a young girl. They decided against airing the story because they said it might offend Muslim migrants coming over to Germany and it might, quote, inflame tensions. Now, this is not in isolation. We've had numerous stories about this over the past few weeks. Now we've got more, and I only just found out about this in the last hour or so. So we've got this 13-year-old girl who was raped in a migrant camp in Germany. The police sat on the story for 3 months because they said they didn't want to legitimize critics of mass migration. No concern about the actual victim, no concern about the other women and children in those camps who are being preyed upon. We're now seeing articles about them charging 10 euros each to rape these women and children. They're being forced into prostitution. Another case in the town of Mering, a Bavarian town over there in Germany, where police are now telling parents, as a result of another rape, which occurred on September 11th, just about 10, 11 days ago, the police are now telling parents in that German town not to let their children go outside unaccompanied. We also had the case in Pocking, another German town, where girls are being told not to wear shorts or not to wear short skirts because there's a migrant camp attached to that school in its gymnasium. And so now the head teacher wrote a letter to the parents saying, we're not going to allow girls to wear shirts, we're not going to allow them to wear short skirts because they could provoke attacks from these Muslim migrants because they might offend these Muslim migrants. And the media, although this is being picked up on in you know, local media, the major media networks in Germany are not broadcasting this. So it's unsurprising that polls which have come out in Germany suggest that upwards of 60% of Germans support this migrant invasion, which of course will be 800,000 migrants before the end of the year, potentially millions after that. Do we have Alex on the line yet? We've got Alex. So you heard me talk about that there, Alex. Are Germans even aware that these rape cases are happening? Is the media cover-up in Germany successful at this point?
Well, it used to be pretty successful because normally you have like 250,000 people coming here per year. But now, of course, it's up to 800,000. Now everybody's talking about it. Everybody is talking about it. And I've looked at a scientific study, and it's a mainline study, and I'm sure there are similar studies on American immigration. And the study says that 25% of migrants coming here are backwards, radicals, sometimes criminal. And if you do the numbers, that makes 4 million troublemakers in Germany. So in a country with 80 million people. So just to give you a comparison, Germany right now has 180,000 active military personnel, severely under-equipped. 250,000 cops. Of course, they don't work at the same time. At any given hour, and then we have a couple of thousand folks working in intelligence. That's it. How can they possibly manage 4 million troublemakers in Germany, plus percentage of new migrants coming in that are troublemakers as well? I understand. I looked at the study, and it, of course, 25% of migrants are overachievers. You know, people come from Vietnam. They outperform German students, and they do really well. And another 25% of migrants, they do okay. They do well. Another 25% gets by, but 25% are real troublemakers. They've created a problem that is way too big for the German state to handle. So what's going to solve this problem? Of course, Brussels, of course, the European Union is creating this this multinational border guard force, and they want these centers in these countries of origin in North Africa and Syria. So people go to these places, then they are being assessed, and then they're being brought here. So This is a serious problem. So if you can find studies like this on American immigration, or no matter where you come from, find these studies and do these numbers and see how many million troublemakers, real troublemakers you have, that have no loyalty to your country.
And that's the point, isn't it? You know, they're bringing in so many. Obviously, most of them, you know, eventually, you would hope, will integrate, will assimilate into society. But with the sheer volume of people that are being brought into Germany right now, many of them by people smugglers, there are going to be huge problems for social cohesion going forward over the next 5, 10, 20 years. And now it's confirmed. I mean, I was saying 50%. I was merely going off of what the media was telling us, that 50% were, quote, Syrian refugees. It now turns out we've got the numbers. Only 1/5 of these, quote, refugees are actually Syrian. The rest are economic migrants fleeing to a higher standard of living. Yet we've been browbeaten by politicians in Europe, by the media, into supporting this on humanitarian grounds, when it's based on a completely flimsy and inaccurate statistic that 50% of these people coming in were actually Syrian. We now know that not to be the case. But from your research, the bigger picture, what is the EU and the politicians there in Germany hoping to achieve by rolling out the red carpet for this migrant influx? What is the long-term agenda geopolitically?
Well, every American listening right now needs to understand it's important to keep an eye on Europe, because the global power balance is rapidly shifting and changing. What the elite is doing in Europe right now is expanding the European Union into a Mediterranean super union. That's kind of a super empire that would match or surpass the other three big empires in the world, the United States, Russia, and China. So I think this Mediterranean empire is at the heart of this migration crisis. The people in charge, the politicians and people above them, they are mixing populations through migration, and they create a common history among the different nationalities. Syrians have no idea about Germany. Germans have no idea about Syria. There is no common positive history between Germany and North Africa. The only thing that comes to mind, if you're interested in history, the only thing that comes to mind is that dark chapter in modern history when, you know, General Rommel tried to conquer North Africa and then moved east towards the Middle East and Syria, where he was stopped by the British, and then the Americans came from the other side and pushed him back. So they're creating an artificial common history that wasn't there before, because you want to merge 43 completely different countries. You want to include Turkey, Syria, Israel, and so on into this Mediterranean Union. That's kind of a hyped up version of ancient Rome. So in the last few years, this Mediterranean Union process has officially stalled. The Mediterranean Union is supposed to exist only on paper, but the European Union is real, and they're playing a long game here. 10 years can make all the difference in the world. Years ago, the bureaucrats were already shopping for a headquarters for this Mediterranean Union. At that time, you still had Gaddafi in Libya, you had Mubarak in Egypt, and so on. So then the Arab Spring revolutions, they got rid of these old dictators and their families, paving the way for the integration of North Africa, possibly Syria, into this Mediterranean super empire. So the flood of migrants right now comes from North Africa and Syria. See how that works? And if realized, this Mediterranean empire could be a very close partner of the United States. There could be a merger in the near future in order to keep up with the empires of the East. I mean, you've seen the Transatlantic Free Trade Agreement. That's a building block of this European-American empire. But every American listening to this understand the following. A Mediterranean empire would have more than twice the population of the United States. The combined military force would be enormous, maybe even surpassing the American military force. And if Europe or this Mediterranean empire produces more nuclear weapons, you have a super player on a global stage. And that shifts the power balance completely. I mean, current assessments say that the United States could barely win a war against Russia.
So we're going to come back after the break and talk about that with Alex Benesh on the Alex Jones Show Live, fourth hour.
Many experts are predicting that food prices will surge this year due to the severe drought in California. 30dayfoodsupply.com has pre-purchased a large supply of ingredients, so we can continue to sell our 30-day food supply for only $99, and there's no limit to the number of boxes you can purchase. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184. 800-700-2184 for 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PBX muzzle brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home-run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're back. Fourth hour overdrive of the Alex Jones Show with me, your host, Paul Joseph Watson. We'll be going back to our correspondent, geopolitical analyst, Alexander Benesh, in Germany. In the next segment, for now, we're going to talk to Leanne McAdoo. But first, I want to mention Brain Force over at the InfoWars store. Flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind with Brain Force, the next generation of neural activation from InfoWars Life. Now, I've been taking a similar product to this, which shall not be named, for about 2 or 3 years now, and this is actually more powerful than that, and that already had rave reviews. Brain Force has got rave reviews, so I can't wait to get my hands on it when I come over to Austin there in a couple of weeks. So we've got that at the InfoWars store, $24.99. You can get discounts on higher quantities. We've also got Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirts, which are proving very popular. So you can find all that over at InfoWarsStore.com. Be sure to check it out. Leanne McAdoo, we had an article in Salon.com yesterday, which has pushed this mainstreaming of paedophilia for years and years. This is not the first instance of this. And this is a self-confessed paedophile called Todd Nickerson, who wrote an article published by left-wing outlet Salon, in which he called for readers to be, quote, understanding and supportive of people who are sexually attracted to children. I mean, if we thought we couldn't be any more repulsed by some of what the left comes out with, now we're hit with this. Break it down.
Well, right. I mean, these are the new oppressed class. Where was my trigger warning before reading this story? You know, it doesn't get to the very, you have to read the entire article before he starts saying, you know, this is wrong and we need help. And maybe that's why there should be some alternative outlets for us to go to for help. But it's basically the media promoting pedophile rights. And, you know, Rick Santorum, I guess, in 2003 said that this is what was going to happen when the country loses its moral values. And here it's turning out to be true. Here this man is saying, you know, have sympathy for us. Be understanding. This is something that, you know, goes so high up into our society. And it's kind of funny how this is being pushed in our face. But yet, going back to the other segment, where other people are being silenced when talking about child rape, for instance, our U.S. soldiers who are being told to ignore the sexual abuse of children by our Afghan allies, and then, of course, the German media covering up rapes being committed there by Muslim migrants. So on the one hand, it's getting pushed in our face here, and then it's also silent on the other side. So, you know, it's just... it's pretty interesting to see how this whole globalist agenda is unfolding, all this, you know, order out of chaos, how it's being orchestrated. But, I mean, what do you make of this? This is the new normal.
I've got a video about this coming up in a couple of hours on InfoWars.com. It basically strikes at the heart of how left-wing identity politics is underpinned by moral relativism. So that's why they don't call out, you know, Muslim rape cultures. That's why they don't call out gay people in Islamic countries being thrown off buildings, because they have no moral compass. They have no foundation whatsoever. And the key thing about this, he argues that paedophilia is just a different form of, quote, sexual orientation.
Right.
And he couches it all in this, like, I'm a victim of circumstance. This is just what happened to me. So if paedophilia is just a form of sexual orientation, I guess necrophilia is also just the sexual orientation, right? People having sex with dead bodies, should we accept and understand and support them in the name of tolerance? You know, bestiality, are we going to start accepting and tolerating that as a legitimate sexual orientation? Are we going to start accepting and tolerating people who hack off their limbs,
right,
because they find that erotic?
Well, there was actually an article that Adon sent an article where a man has been banned from playgrounds because he is aroused by children's the slides at the playground. So, I mean, these are, it's just all bizarre, but it's all the new normal, and you probably shouldn't be racist by judging these people. But I like how an article we have up that's out from Louder with Crowder, he talks about, would Salon have posted the same exact article with the headline, I'm a racist, but I'm not a monster. I've never discriminated against a black man, and I won't, but don't judge me harshly. And of course they wouldn't do anything like that, you know, or they wouldn't put an article about someone having rape fantasies. But, you know, I guess it's fine for pedophiles.
And if you research the guy who was behind this article, you know, he talks about drooling over images of underage girls. He runs a forum called Virtuous Pedophiles.
Yes.
This is a sick, sick character, yet he's being given this platform. We're going to go to a break now. We'll be back with Alex Benesch, flipping back to the migrant crisis and how it's impacting
We're
Germany.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're back for the fourth hour live of the Alex Jones Show. This is Overdrive. I'm your host, Paul Joseph Watson. We're talking to geopolitical analyst and author Alexander Benesch, who is over there in Germany tracking the migrant crisis. Just before the last segment, we dipped into the fact that they're using this crisis that they've created in the first place to centralize power into fewer hands. Now, we had the Mediterranean, the Union for the Mediterranean, which was this concept proposed by EU leaders and Bilderbergers back in 2008-2009 to absorb these North African countries and these Middle Eastern countries into this Mediterranean Union, which will then be allied with the North American Union, again, centralizing power into fewer hands as these federal superstates, which are anti-democratic, which is what the EU has built its whole platform, its whole raison d'etre around, into conglomerating into these huge power blocks that aren't representative, that aren't democratic. Now they're exploiting the migrant crisis for that very purpose. Now, Alex, I read a quote from Javier Solana, who is the former NATO Secretary General and a top Bilderberger, who was espousing this plan for a Mediterranean Union involving all these different Middle Eastern, North African countries to absorb them into the EU. He said that it was necessary as a process to foster cultural unity. So bearing in mind we just talked about the rape crisis that is now sweeping these migrant camps in Germany, why would we want cultural unity with a culture based on a barbarous religion that is stuck in the 7th century? Why can't we maintain our cultures separately? We know that multiculturalism has been a complete failure. Even Merkel herself admitted that a few years ago. So why are they trying to fuse our cultures together when it's been proven not to work?
Well, the most important answer to this question is this. The biggest and most important control mechanism for populations is personality disorders. Whether it's pedophilia, which is often linked to antisocial disorder and narcissism, or it's migrants that come from countries of origin that are dominated by people with antisocial disorder and just, you know, these really nasty disorders. A single person could be a pedophile, could be a really bad migrant. Every single bad person can hurt any number of healthy people out there. So if you have a certain percentage of people with heavy disorders and you think, okay, every single dangerous person will keep a certain number of other people, healthy people, busy or hurt these other people, then you can do the numbers in your head and you realize that every country, according to the elites, every country needs constant traumatization to create new people with disorders. So some of the migrants are being hurt by bad migrants, and that makes them gives them post-traumatic stress, and that keeps them busy for the rest of their lives. And let's also not forget, every second German, every other German statistically from the old baby boomer generation has cancer. So Germany has one of the lowest growth rates. We have like a 1.3% growth rate, which is actually a shrinking rate. So Germany is actually shrinking. And the argument is we need a flood of migrants every year for the next 35 years in order to prevent a collapse of population numbers, a collapse of the retirement system, and so on. So we're being flooded with traumatized people, people with antisocial disorder, narcissistic disorder, and a mixture of disorders to keep us all very busy. And everybody who got cancer, presumably from, for example, the shots they get, getting cancer is traumatic, and it's not just traumatic for the person getting ill, it's traumatic for the whole family. So it's a system where you keep a population busy, and so they have no time and energy to deal with the evil system that's above them. So in Europe right now, you see the same kind of things going on that you see in the United States. Listen to this. If you have a Jeb Bush president, right? If you have a Jeb Bush president, my prediction will be he will intensify a North American union process, and he will intensify in an unprecedented way the cooperation with Europe. So America's military forces have been reduced. The banking crisis is still on. You have lots of illegal immigrants. And the argument will be we need an American Union from Canada down to Colombia in order to match the other empires in the world. China has so many people. Russia doesn't have a lot of people, but, you know, they have a lot of nukes. And this Mediterranean Union could become a serious, serious monster of a geopolitical player. So if Jeb Bush wins the presidency, you would have a leader who has a college degree in Latin American affairs, who worked in Mexico as a student, who worked in Venezuela, who's fluent in Spanish, whose wife is of Mexican origin, and who became a Catholic. So he can totally appeal to a broad audience and can integrate the legal and illegal Latinos advance in American Union and then intensify the cooperation with this monstrosity, a Mediterranean Union. That's a pretty likely scenario. So that's kind of at the heart of this migration crisis. And here's another interesting part of this. A lot of these Arab Spring countries, where a lot of the migrants come from at the moment, mostly to Germany, a lot of these Arab Spring countries, they had a pretty they were a lot allied with Russia, like Syria still is allied with Russia. And even Mubarak in Egypt had that sort of alliance, and that's why he was removed. There have been documents stolen from the Gorbachev archive by a guy called Stroilov. That's a pretty recent development. So we now have like 50,000 previously secret documents from the Russians. And I have this quote here where Mubarak talks to Gorbachev and he says, yeah, we have $50 billion of debt, but we're not going to pay that back. We're not expected to pay that back. We get $1.3 billion in military aid from the United States. We can't do without that. Well, but this is going to change. Time will come when things turn in a different direction. I'm telling this to you absolutely frankly, is what Mubarak said. So that's why Mubarak was removed, and now we get all these refugees from these war-torn countries, and they come to Germany. And also every intelligence agency in the world must be buying fake Syrian passports right now. Every terrorist organization worth their money would be buying fake Syrian passports right now, because with a Syrian passport, you're almost guaranteed German asylum and ultimately citizenship.
And just to go back on this idea, and it is a fact that Germany is losing 100,000 people a year without the mass immigration. But then on the other hand, right over the border, you've got the Czech Republic, which has had a stable population for 100 years. They don't have a mass immigration policy. They've got a good standard of living. They've got relatively cheap housing. They've got high employment with the host population. It's the most thriving country in Europe. Along with Hungary, they've been amongst the most resistant to this migrant invasion. So is this argument legitimate that Germany needs to import these floods of people simply to top up their demographics? Or is that more because there are no incentives for people to have children in Germany? It's being kind of frowned upon by, you know, this cultural movement of third wave feminism, which treats childbearing as some kind of burden. Where does the true problem lie in that demographic crisis that Germany is supposedly experiencing?
Well, one thing is the strong prevalence of personality disorders in Germany. People don't want to have children. They've had a bad or even terrible family experience themselves. They don't want children. They see how the old generation, the baby boomer generation, how they worked themselves to death, how they got cancer. Every second of the baby boomer generation now has cancer. So all that's very traumatizing, and people don't want to have children. If we had a normal growth rate in Germany over the last few decades, we would have a population right now of 100 to 120 million Germans, people. And you would have kind of a migration portion of that of about 5% max. So imagine 120 million Germans, 5% migration background, fully integrated. That would have been possible, easily possible. But that would mean Germany would be a more sovereign state. That would mean Germany would not need a European Union or a Mediterranean Union or a transatlantic union to fix problems. So we see the same kind of migration percentage in other major countries in Europe, like United Kingdom or France. It's always this 20%. It's not enough to take away constitutional voting majority from the majority of citizens, but they're getting closer and closer to taking that away. And a normal growth rate imagine the United Kingdom has one of the most dense populations. Germany has one of the most dense populations, and this is a situation where you would need more children, more babies. I always tell that to people. Don't just talk. Don't just try to work this out politically. Have more children. Me and my wife, we have two children, and if we weren't paying so many taxes, we would have four children or maybe five. But the state does not want you to have these children. And so they're saying we need these migrants to bolster the numbers. And I read an article in mainstream media saying that Germany needs to learn from former East Germany, socialist Soviet East Germany, because they had this government system where the state was raising your children. A conservative politician said we need to learn from former Stasi Germany, basically. So this is getting insane because they need to put on the brakes right now. They need this topic to go away, get this topic out of the news, get this topic away from the water cooler conversations. So that's why they're putting on the brakes right now. But at the same time, they get their multinational border patrol, the Frontex, the multinational Frontex patrol. So it's not just...
Which they're going to try and roll into the European army once they get social unrest and race riots as a result of this mass influx of immigrants, right?
Yes. So previously it's been just Spanish police, Spanish border guards pushing away people from North Africa. But soon there's going to be a multinational force pushing people back and dealing with this. So people can't get angry just at the Spanish border guards. They're going to be angry at the whole European Union. So kind of the responsibility is on more shoulders. You can manage the anger better. You can manage the situation better. And when this is a success, they're going to have a multinational European Union army. And we've seen kind of the preparations for that for the last 20 years. And every Bilderberg conference, you see these massive attendees who talk about this and build this European Union force. I said before, we have at least 4 million troublesome, problematic migrants in Germany right now. 4 million troublemakers right now in a country of 80 million with 180,000 active troops. So this is a big threat, and only the European Union army could fix this threat, could solve a problem that arises. And this is very scary because Germany's forces have been shrunk. France's forces have been shrunk. Britain's forces have been shrunk. They said the Cold War is over. Don't worry. We'll spend all that money on migrants and socialist programs. But now they say, oh, my God, it's back on. So no single European country can defend itself. I've read articles in Foreign Policy magazine. NATO cannot defend the Baltics. So... all this building.
We've also got the French army now, as of a few weeks ago, preparing for civil unrest and immigrant uprising from these Muslim ghetto towns and areas in major cities where, you know, it's basically a no-go area. They're being funneled arms from these very same jihadist groups that our government supported. They're talking about having to go in and reclaim entire areas of French cities because of this, quote, immigrant uprising, which they're expecting to happen. So in the name of multiculturalism and avoiding the clash of civilizations, their actions are creating a fertile ground for this clash of civilizations, out of which they will get expanded power through a European army, through further centralization of power with an expanding EU bureaucracy.
Exactly. And imagine a scenario where you have, for example, a major empire, a major global actor like Russia supporting migrant groups or supporting different groups in Europe. I mean, I've seen information that the Russians, they still support the left in Europe. They support the right in Europe, and they support the Muslims in Europe. So every power player, every major power player is trying to play this game of destabilization and then restabilization. And so if you have a situation where things become hot, then you would see this multinational force coming in and exercising some of these powers in the European Union Constitution. I mean, back when it was rammed through, people found these paragraphs that deal with uprisings, and soldiers from any member state can be used in any other member state. So in the future, they might use Romanian troops in Britain or British troops in Germany or whatever. This is completely nasty. And so, I think that it's Brussels, of course, playing this game. It's the United States overlooking this game. Germany is dependent on the NSA to tell them who's a dangerous person, you know, who you should look for. And that's because Germany's intelligence is so weak. Germany has always had weak intelligence, and the troops are very slim and under-equipped. So Germany has been kept artificially weak. So we are dependent on the British spying system, the GCHQ, and the American NSA. So they're tossing these balls. Back and forth. And remember, these so-called 9/11 hijackers, guess where they spend a lot of time in Germany? It was in northern Germany, city of Hamburg.
Exactly. And we'll be back to finish and round up this after the break with Alexander Benesch of ReasonR.com. This is the Alex Jones Show Live.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's now more clear than ever. The globalists have launched a planetary destabilization plan. Here at the InfoWars operation, we hope and pray that this is not the case. But the signs of things deteriorating around the world are unmistakable. For many years, I've been working with My Patriot Supply, and we have now developed a private label called InfoWars Select. Look, it's important to have firearms and water filtration during a collapse, but you've also got to have food. InfoWars Select is a wide variety of their highest quality packages at the lowest price they have ever offered before. It's an introductory offer for only 2 weeks. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com and find out why these meals are the highest quality, longest lasting, easiest to transport food solutions you're going to find anywhere. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com today. Watch the informational videos and check out the wide selection for yourselves. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We'll be right back.
going to go to Leanne McAdoo here in a couple of minutes to talk about what's coming up on the InfoWars Nightly News. But just wrapping up in the final 2 minutes here, Alexander Benesh, geopolitical analyst. Tell people how they can find out more about the information you're putting out about the migrant crisis and other geopolitical topics over at your website.
My website is recentr.com, and I also have sort of an English language website. I need to put on a prominent link on this so I can I'm compelled to produce more English language content. I'm also thinking about translating some of the books that I've put together on kind of the wars of the future, robot wars and weapons of the future. I also encourage people to really get into this study this East-West conflict because they basically force us to choose between a world war or a world government. So never forget decades of close East-West collaboration, and they might still be working together. I mean, East and West, they still might be secretly working together at the top to destroy opposition at home. Everybody at home who wants freedom, they will be branded a traitor to their own country and a collaborator with the other side. So dust off the old Anthony Sutton books, dust off some of these great true historians and understand what that means for a situation today.
Okay, Alexander Benesh, recentr.com, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, Leanne McAdoo, we got the InfoWars Nightly News coming up. Tell us some of the topics that you will be covering on tonight's show.
Well, we're definitely going to be discussing how there's this cover-up of rape crisis that's going on of children, the cover-up while at the same time pushing pedophilia here in the United States. But I also wanted to talk about an article BuzzFeed posted about Trump once proposed that an A-team of CEOs negotiate U.S. trade policy with foreign nations. And so they're basically lamenting the fact that Trump once proposed giving this constitutional authority to negotiate trade deals with top business leaders. Well, they fail to mention that that's exactly what is trying to be fast-tracked by the Obama administration right now with the TPP. It's the heads of 600 corporations that are at the negotiation table. And, you know, our Congress hasn't even really been able to see what's in that trade deal. So that's exactly what's happening. And if you want to know what that looks like, another story we're going to be talking about is how a greedy hedge funder raised the price of a medication that's used by some AIDS patients by 5,000%. It went from $13 a pill to now $750 a pill. And if you looked at one of the leaked chapters out of the TPP, it talks about how it's a huge win for Big Pharma because they're basically going to be able to raise the prices on everything and thereby limit people who are less fortunate to have access to these medications. So we're basically seeing all of that unfolding. And so those are just some of the things that we're going to be talking about on the nightly news tonight.
Also, a big university just banned trigger warnings. That's a huge victory for free speech, right?
Huge victory, right. This is American University. They posted a faculty resolution on the freedom of expression, basically saying enough is enough. If we can't teach kids how to deal with things that are uncomfortable, they're never going to be great Americans or, you know, great people out there in society. So, hooray. Yay, freedom.
Okay, we'll be look forward to tuning in to the InfoWars Nightly News. Also, my video on the mainstreaming of pedophilia coming up later tonight. That's going to be a huge video, so be sure to check that out. That is the Alex Jones Show Live 4th Hour Overdrive. I encourage your stations to pick it up and keep it locked in for the breaking news at InfoWars.com.
GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
It's now more clear than ever. The globalists have launched a planetary destabilization plan. Here at the InfoWars operation, we hope and pray that this is not the case. But the signs of things deteriorating around the world are unmistakable. For many years, I've been working with My Patriot Supply, and we have now developed a private label called InfoWars Select. Look, it's important to have firearms and water filtration during a collapse, but you've also got to have food. InfoWars Select is a wide variety of their highest quality packages at the lowest price they have ever offered before. It's an introductory offer for only 2 weeks. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com and find out why these meals are the highest quality, longest lasting, easiest to transport food solutions you're going to find anywhere. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com today. Watch the informational videos and check out the wide selection for yourselves. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3133.